Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
Beginning in the NBA, where it was a good night for Jaren Jackson Jr. and the Grizzlies.
Coward pressured by a double team. Now jumps it to Jackson. Jackson drives the baseline, running right hand floater. That's the icing on the cake right there, baby.
You just heard it all on the Grizzlies radio network. They outscored the Timberwolves 116-110, where Jackson Jr. ended with 28 points and 12 rebounds. Josh Giddey recorded his sixth triple-double of the season, and the Bulls topped the Cavaliers 127-111. Donovan Mitchell had 32 points in the loss. The Lakers have ruled out DeAndre Ayton for Thursday's game at Utah. In men's college hoops, number 13 Vanderbilt survived 77-70 against Memphis in overtime to stay undefeated. In the NHL, the Hurricanes extended their winning streak to 5 after defeating the Predators 4-1, and the Panthers topped the Kings 3-2. LA has lost 4 in a row.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins sent a letter to Governor Gavin Newsom demanding California abandon a proposal that redistributes agricultural land based on race, ethnicity, and national origin. This comes as a draft proposal is considered that facilitates land transfers and financial assistance exclusively to certain minorities. Rollins writes, hardworking agricultural producers all deserve a shot at the American dream and should not be shut out because of their race, ethnicity, or national origin. American farmers reacted to the USDA's new $12 billion aid package with cautious relief, saying the funds may help some producers but won't offset major financial strains facing the industry. The payments, a one-time bridge program aimed at helping farmers manage high input costs and market disruptions, are designed to provide temporary relief as producers prepare for planting season. Farm leaders continue to urge policymakers to pursue long-term market solutions alongside emergency support. And U.S. dairy markets are seeing major softening in domestic prices, even as dairy output in some export categories swell. Butter prices dropped nearly a dollar a pound compared to a year ago, while cheddar cheese and other block cheese prices declined 40 to 50 cents. These shifts reflect both abundant domestic supply and weaker demand for standard dairy products. U.S. exports of value-added dairy, like certain cheeses and butter, surged.
From the Ag Information Network,
increasing your almond yield can seem like a tough nut to crack, but it doesn't have to be. Protect your crop with Marivon fungicide at Bloom for added resiliency against frost, long-lasting broad-spectrum disease control, and proven yield results. See? That wasn't tough at all. Marivon fungicide, number one at Bloom for all the right reasons. Always read and follow label directions.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your alfalfa from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are higher in afternoon trading as a soft inflation report is keeping alive chances of an interest rate cut by the Fed. While chipmaker Micron's blowout forecast calms some worries about AI valuations. Shares of Micron Technology are surging 12%, the memory chipmaker releasing record first quarter results and is forecasting a sharp jump in revenue and earnings for the current quarter. In the meantime, the Consumer Price Index rose 2.7% during November from a year earlier. Core CPI, excluding food and energy costs, rose 2.6%. Economists were predicting that both numbers would top 3%. And shares of Eli Lilly are popping over 2% after the drug maker said in a late-stage trial that its obesity pill helped patients maintain the majority of their weight loss after they switched directly from taking Wegovy and Zepbound injections. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
2025 is wrapping up, and here's the truth. Uncertainty isn't going anywhere. Noble Gold Investments help you protect what you've built with real gold and silver, stuff that holds value when everything else is melting down. This holiday season, the best gift you can give your family? Peace of mind. Don't wait for the next crash to blindside you. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com and get started today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Don't leave the future to chance. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Rich London, you're the mattress specialist, so tell me more about the mattresses on your floor.
Well, I've got some with special covers to make them cooler. I've got them with copper in the cover as well, so you get the benefits of copper just like on the other mattresses. You know, copper has healing powers, so it makes it where you get those things in your mattress, because that's where you're getting your rest and where you rejuvenate your body.
For a good night's sleep tonight and every night, see Rich London. He is the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Wesley here from Stove and Spa Center. I just wanted to thank you for letting us make your life more comfortable for 35 years. You can see and explore all of our hearth products, wood, gas, pellet, and electric, to keep you warm and cozy during cold and wet winters. Or maybe you're looking to enjoy the benefits of what hot tub soothing water can do for your body and to melt away the stress that living today brings on. Or perhaps you want to get in better shape this year by exercising in one of our swim spas. There are many models and sizes. We even have models with treadmills built into them. We have a large showroom with lots of the products we sell. Plus, lead times to get products have been greatly reduced. And of course, you can still get all the supplies and even get your water tested for your pool and spa. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Come check us out at Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real at Tascadero, between Kerr Burrell and Moore Roads. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your SLO County Golf Card before January 1st.
Welfare reform at the federal level is overdue, and we can learn something from over 400 years of English history on the subject. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
Yesterday, I spoke of the 62 congressmen, Democrats and Republicans, who are sponsoring federal welfare reform legislation. I suggested that they need our help. No right-thinking person questions our responsibility to lend less fortunate neighbors a hand. But we can't ignore any longer the harm we're doing to the very people we're trying to help. We can look to history for what might happen if we don't recognize what we're doing and where we're going. England embarked on its first welfare program in 1547. By the end of the 17th century, nearly a fifth of the English nation was receiving aid at least part of the time. The mayor of San Francisco has just announced that one out of four in that city is on welfare. In England, the dole was often three times as much as the laborer could afford for himself and his family. By the end of the 18th century, at a place called Speenham Land, they decided that wages below a certain level should be supplemented according to the price of bread and the number of children in the family. Sound familiar? In the next 20 years, the cost of the program doubled and redoubled until it was one-sixth of the total national expenditure. Some local governments went bankrupt. That's what our mayors are crying about now. Labor was demoralized, riots and fires swept the countryside. In 1832, a royal commission was appointed to study the problem. At the end of 2 years, the commission reported the worker need not bestir himself to work. So they recommended that relief should not be made more attractive than the pay for the most menial of jobs. They said, we do not believe that a country in which every man, whatever his conduct or character, is insured a comfortable living, can retain its prosperity or even its civilization. In commenting on the social workers, they said, their feelings are all on one side. Their pity for the pauper excludes any for the taxpayer. They saw the problem as, quote, how to afford the people relief without injury to their diligence or their providence, unquote. History does repeat itself. In 1969, the House Ways and Means Committee discovered the highest factor determining the size of the caseload was the size of the grant. When grant levels are too high, there is no incentive to work. Not only have we accepted the questionable premise that welfare is a right, we've carried that to the extreme of believing certain types of jobs are more disgraceful than welfare. It's time to disabuse ourselves of the idea that any job is somehow disgraceful or dishonorable. Some time back, a Rutgers University professor discovered what that English Royal Commission learned 150 years ago. He said, the billions of dollars that are being spent on the urban poor by all levels of government go mainly to support a growing welfare bureaucracy, youth workers, clerks, supervisors, key punchers, and people's lawyers. The bureaucracy is sustained by the plight of the poor, the threat of the poor, the misery of the poor, but it yields little in the way of loaves and fishes to the poor. When the old programs demonstrably fail, they are rebaptized and refunded, unquote. 62 congressmen are proposing a way to change this. They need your help and your letters. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan in his own voice, brought to you by K Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Welcome to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely. I am your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. Go to Cal Coast News. There is no paywall. And I do want to recommend, as many of you know, Norma Moy passed away on Monday. We did put a story up about Norma. But we also, last night, I received videos from the San Luis Obispo County Jail of anti-ICE protesters causing a ruckus inside the jail. There was an article in the Tribune that said that the sheriff was investigating ICE. No, The sheriff was investigating the protesters, and can they arrest them for what they are doing? They cornered ICE. They made a ruckus in the jail. They caused a lot of problems. The sheriff has come out and said, hey, we found laws. We can't arrest you. Don't come back and do this again. There was quite the ruckus. You'll see the misbehavior. And here's the thing. They show up every day at the jail. And the Tribune article said that ICE watches for brown people to come through the line, and they arrest brown people. I also looked into that. What happens is they are watching the arrest logs and the release logs. So if you're someone they've already deported two or three times, you're a felon, and you're getting out on Wednesday morning, they're going to be waiting in the lobby to take you into custody, or waiting outside to take you into custody and have you deported. They are not standing there disappearing brown people. They are not just grabbing brown people who are never seen again. And so that's why I had called the sheriff 3 or 4 days ago, and I'd asked him what had happened. And he said, we've got video. We'll be putting it out. I received the video last night. You can look at the video of the behavior of the people in the lobby. I think you will be quite shocked. It's a little bit embarrassing for our county. And again, they're there every morning. Now I want to get to what the show is today. I have been asked for about 3 months to please get Jim Lewis, the city manager in Atascadero, on the show so we can bring some of the things going on in Atascadero to the community. And as many of you know, Jim Lewis was the city manager in the past. He went and became the city manager of Pismo Beach and then came back. So he has a perspective that others don't have, because he knows what it was like 10 years ago and he knows what it was like now. Jim, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you, Karen. I didn't realize I was in such demand, but I appreciate it. I appreciate the invitation and the show. It's been probably 12 years since I've been on the show, so it's good to be here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No, I was absolutely requested to please get you on the show to talk about Atascadero. And we did have a show where we talked a little bit about you guys. And the reason being was it was after the San Francisco paper wrote an article on the decline of San Luis Obispo. And in that same article, they said, but look at Atascadero and Paso Robles, based on what their city has done, both of those downtowns are doing so well that the entire cities are doing better. So we were talking about you before I was asked to bring that up. I do want to ask you, Did you read that article?
Of course I did. I really believe in good downtowns and have spent my career building good downtowns, whether it was in Pismo Beach or Atascadero. So we were quite flattered that shopkeepers in San Luis Obispo were saying, what's going on in Atascadero? That was great.
And they did say that people are driving from other areas. There are people in SLO that are driving to Atascadero or Paso to have a meal and go out and walk downtown, because if you had said this 30 years ago, it would have been SLO, hands down. It beat both Paso Robles and Atascadero. There was no way you were going to leave walking downtown SLO and drive up to either of these cities. But at this point, it's cleaner, it's nicer, the flowers are better, it's more comfortable, it feels safer.
Yeah, North County is really coming of its own. You know, I've lived here now 22 years and raised my family here. And it's really been something to see what we've done over the last two decades. And I think North County stands on its own. I think that our two cities in Templeton and Creston and Shandon have a lot going, and especially the two cities. And I think we've made conscious investments, you know. And it's interesting because people will ask about Paso or Atascadero, and I think we're both doing well in our own way. You know, Paso has really gone after, as it should have, the wine industry, tourism, the higher-end consumer. And as Paso Robles continues to do that and attract that, people in North County want a place to go that is not tourists. It's our place, right? It's our living room for our county. I think that's what Atascadero is turning into. It's the place that's genuine, comfortable, fun, real, free parking, you know?
And safe. It feels very safe to walk the downtown. It feels very safe to walk around the park in Paso at night. You go down to SLO, and there are times that there's fighting. There's, you know, I have gone down to SLO with another reporter and walked on Thursday night late, you know, at 9:30, 10 o'clock. And I had Josh Friedman, who's a male, and it was smelly. There were homeless sleeping in doorways. There were people accosting you. You know, we saw three fights. We walked around for about 2 hours and saw three fights. And I thought, this isn't somewhere I would want to be by myself. And I don't mind going to a restaurant in either Atascadero or Paso. I think the food's even better in North County now. Didn't used to be,
yeah.
But the food, you know, all the Michelin star restaurants are in North County now.
That's right.
And there's, as many of you probably know, the Paso Robles Inn is closed. The new chef has brought other restaurants into Michelin star ability. And it is closed for, I think, another month for a complete remodel of the restaurant and the bar.
And that's going to be a famous chef going in there, I understand.
So. He's been there and he's made changes already. But the same thing with the Atascadero. There weren't a lot of choices a few years ago. And now, not only are there choices, you try to go and it's, we're not sitting for another 2 hours. It's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, you have to wait. I know. I went into a restaurant the other day and there was a waiting list and I thought, I'm in Atascadero. What is going on here?
It is, but you have way more restaurants.
We do.
And they're packed.
And you can do a date night. That was something that I'd heard. You know, my first stint when I was assistant city manager from 2004 to 2013, and one of my roles was economic development. People really wanted to be able to have choices for date nights on Friday and Saturday. They didn't want to have to go down to San Luis Obispo. And I think we definitely passed that tipping point. You have a lot of choices and a lot of options. And you see people walking around Friday, Saturday nights. Even, gosh, last night I was at a restaurant and it was filling up on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, you know. And it's great, yeah, to have choices for sure. And you know, we're not done. If you decide later in the show you want to talk about some other restaurants coming in, I'll talk about that. But there's more coming.
And right now, what is your? Well, we can hit restaurants right now, and then we'll go into the other things. What are your favorite restaurants now, and what new is coming?
Wow, what are my favorite restaurants? I have a lot of friends in the restaurant industry, so that's tough.
I'm not. You have to have your number one favorite restaurant to go to.
Well, I do like Barley and Boar. I mean, it's very good, and it's farm to table, fresh, you know, very, very good food. The chef is right there cooking in front of you. That's terrific.
Barley and Boar is where? I haven't been there.
Oh, it's on Entrada.
Okay.
And it's just at Entrada and Palma, and just right near there. And they have a great whiskey bar, and they make their own spirits, and it's all farm to fresh table. The menu changes every month, and they have a beef, a chicken, a fish, a vegetarian, and the menu is very straightforward, very simple, but they change it monthly, and it's great.
That sounds wonderful. What new is coming?
So what news coming? We have a ramen place coming in. We just had a Chinese place, Golden China, reopened next to the theater, which is kind of nice. We have a British sports pub coming in that's being built on the back of where Little Cousins and the Ramen Shop will be on El Camino. We have a little longer play, a steakhouse called the Golden Fox, which will be next to Brew in a new building that is being designed after the La Moda Theater, the historic theater that used to be there, and that's being built. So that's a ways out. And then we have another project that we're finishing up next to City Hall that is slated to have a Creole restaurant. So pretty neat things. Never mind the fact that Forager, Central Coast Distilling, has a new restaurant opening up next to Valley Fresh at Del Rio. And so there's still several, and that'll be a very nice restaurant.
And again, I think you're becoming, you're becoming a destination for people in SLO.
For sure. And, you know, our parking's free. It's easy. We just added over 140 parking spots downtown. It's easy to walk. It's well lit. It is safe, as you said. And if you haven't seen the Sutton Gardens, Karen, I'll tell you, it looks like a Hallmark movie right now. You know, I mean, Paso's lights are terrific. That's like a Disneyland. It's wow. You see City Park. Our park is just beautiful, classic, traditional yellow lights and all the trees with stars and the wreath on City Hall. It looks spectacular.
I'll have to go take a look. I love Christmas lights. I absolutely. And I do want to talk about the parking in the middle. I actually think it's nicer to find parking. I used to get frustrated driving around. I like the fact that there's more parking. Are most people liking it? Or I had a couple call in last time I talked about Atascadero who thought it was hard to back away. What are you hearing?
Yeah, so, you know, during the project, there was a lot of question, right? People were kind of mixed bag on, they liked the idea of beautification, they liked the idea of more parking, but how it would work, they were curious about. I think when you do angled parking, you have to have enough right-of-way. You have to have enough space to back out. And I think in Pismo Beach on Price Street, they went back and forth on parking for a while. And there really wasn't enough right-of-way there to back out safely and have cars parked parallel, right, on the sides in front of the stores. So for us, we had 100 feet of right-of-way to work with. And so there is a very comfortable lane to back out in. We haven't had any traffic issues or collisions since we did it. There's been no major issues. And so I think some people just aren't comfortable backing out. And if you're not, we have parallel parking all over downtown, right? But people have been backing out onto West Mall and East Mall for a long time. Those are one-way streets. And so many people were used to it. I think the fact that the speed limit is so much less and that we have the crosswalks throughout downtown, so you're driving at a very slow speed, makes it easier to back out. And so, you know, if you're not comfortable with it, there are other options.
How many additional parking places did you gain by doing this?
Yeah, it was just under 140, I believe, downtown. And so
significant. That's huge.
It's a lot. Oh, yeah. It's a significant chunk of parking. Adding that much parking downtown, for sure. And then we angled the parking a little differently on Entrada, so we added there. We had West Mall go one way, and so that added angled parking as well. So, yeah, it's very easy to get a place. Well, I would say very easy. I think we were joking before the show started that you have waiting lists. It isn't so easy to find a place to park in Atascadero as it was 10, 15 years ago, but it's still easier.
But again, 15 years ago, there were a couple places you could go to dinner, and you may have a little bit of a wait sometimes at some of the one at the Carlton that used to be there, but it wasn't like it is now. I mean, I was down there probably 3 months ago, and three different places you couldn't get in right then.
I know. You know, and I think part of our success as well, we have a great team. We have a great Chamber of Commerce, our staff. We've really put a lot of effort into events and drawing people to town. So people think about Fall Festival, Tamale Festival, our Winter Wonderland that we had last weekend. More people continue to discover what Atascadero has. And it's just very genuine, very real. So we've done a good job. And that was one of the things the article about downtown San Luis Obispo that ran talked about, our events and our strategies and our promotion, right? We are very good and aggressive at promoting our downtown. Our Chamber of Commerce is very healthy. Not all the chambers are healthy. Ours is very strong. Our Sip and Shop, I don't know if you've done one of those. They're every quarter. No. Where people, you know, there'll be 20 wineries at different businesses, and you walk around with your glass. And don't forget, the benefit of Atascadero is that we can have open containers. We're one of the very few, if not the only city left in California, where you can actually open a bottle of wine and have a picnic in the Sunken Gardens or have a picnic at Lake Park, and it's not a violation. And so you can actually walk down the street with a glass of wine. You can't be intoxicated, but you can do that. And that makes these events a different and unique as well.
Oh, wow. I did not know that either.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know a lot of the complaints in Paso is regarding the road paving. Are you guys keeping up on the paving of your roads?
Yeah, that was something the voters, we passed a sales tax in 2014. That the council committed to road paving. And it was renewed, measure L24 in 2024, with over 70% of the vote. Now, Karen, that's amazing. Think about this. North County is a more conservative county.
Yes.
70% of our voters agreed that this sales tax was worth it. And the council has dedicated all that to paving. So I remember when I moved to Atascadero, and there's still communities around here you drive, that every road, boy, it was tough, right? The potholes, the cracks. I was just talking with council members the other day. It's hard to go on a drive through any neighborhood in Atascadero without being on a newer road. So we have paved, it was over 40% of our roads in the last 10 years, which is significant.
Oh, that is very good.
And so you would be hard-pressed to drive from point A to point B in Atascadero and not be on a road that's been touched in the last decade.
And you're building a new public safety building. Can you tell me what's going to be in that, where it's going to be located, and how it's being funded?
Yeah, sure. So our fire station is over 70 years old, and it really it served its time 30 years ago. It's on the corner of Lewis and Traffic Way.
Okay.
And it's about 5,000 square feet. It barely houses our apparatus. Some of our apparatus is the fancy term for engines and other trucks and vehicles. They park outside, and it just isn't sized correctly. And so that as well as Station 2, which is over on the frontage road just south of Santa Rosa, also is not sized correctly. And so, and our police department is a renovated department store, if you know that. Some people have been a long time, they remember Abino's, I think it was called. And there was a Safeway grocery store, too, our police department. And so those, that was in the 70s, you know. And so it itself has not been renovated since. And so our safety facilities are very inadequate for today's needs. And frankly, we want to make sure we're competitive for our police and firefighters, right?
We're going to take a word from our sponsors, and we'll be back with more with Jim Lewis and what is going on with the new police department.
Before we realize it, we will begin celebrating another new year. At Davis Body Shop, we have taken part in over 50 New Year celebrations, and it started back in 1962. Over these years, our New Year's resolutions have remained the same, giving you impeccable quality workmanship, always giving you a written guarantee, giving you the very best value, and making sure that your experience is as pleasant as possible. And that includes assisting you in getting your insurance paperwork filed properly. Remember, at Davis Body Shop, you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Davis Body Shop has two locations, one on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and the other on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. From the Davis Body Shop family to yours, best wishes for a happy holiday season.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
Your new Higher Limits experience is open at Chumash Casino Resort. Beautifully reimagined for the perfect escape. Boy, who couldn't use that? Hey, welcome to freedom. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Your new Higher Limits experience is open at Chumash Casino Resort. Beautifully reimagined for the perfect escape. Boy, who couldn't use that? Hey, welcome to freedom. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veeley, your host on Wednesdays and Thursdays. Today I have the city manager of Atascadero, Jim Lewis, on the show. And right now we are discussing what is going on with their new public safety buildings, like many. I'm telling you, this is statewide and especially countywide. We have 30, 40, 60, 70-year-old safety buildings that are so inadequate that many of the cities are having to bite the bullet and do it, even with tough economical times, but you seem to be doing better than some cities. What is going on? Where are you building it? And what's it going to contain?
Yes, let me tell you. So, again, our fire station one is, 5,000 square feet. The size of a fire station, the new one, is going to be 17,000 square feet. And you go, wow, what is that? That sounds like government over expenditure, right? You know, oh my gosh. Well, when you look at it, requirements change, right? So there's modern bedrooms, bathroom facilities, kitchen facility. Our new fire station will have a training facility and an emergency operations center. We don't have a dedicated emergency operations center, which basically is the room that all the information comes into if you're having a major fire or a flood event and you manage recovery from that. And so we'll have that. I'll have extra engine bays for our apparatus, and so it'll be 17,000 square foot, two-story where the existing fire station is. So we will tear down station one probably March, April of 26. So it's coming at us. And it'll be a very modern fire station that meets the safety and all the standards and houses all the equipment. 70 years ago, you didn't have the engines and the equipment you have now. You didn't have the training. You didn't have male and female firefighters. You didn't have a lot of these things require new facilities. Same with our police department. Evidence storage requirements change. Having a public counter that's customer service oriented. Having additional training rooms, interview rooms, those sorts of things. Modern armories, modern restrooms and things for officers where it's very competitive hiring public safety people. So you want a facility that works.
And where's the new police department going to be?
So we will be renovating the existing police department. So we're only adding, I think it's around 1,000 square feet, which will be a new dispatch center. That'll be the new construction with windows and glass, and it'll be very comfortable for dispatchers. So they can, right now it's a little cave in the closet, basically. And you want to make sure your dispatchers are the first line of duty. They're really important. And they need to make sure they have the computing in a modern dispatch center. It's like mission control, like a spaceship, And so you need to make sure you can handle all that and handle those calls. So we're renovating our police station, brand new Station 1, and we'll have a new living quarters at Station 2.
And when are these going to be done?
So they're all starting construction early in 26, and it'll be about an 18-month construction period. Now, how is it financed? This is really neat. The voters in 2020 in Atascadero, and I'm happy to talk more about city finances. Atascadero was always the poorest city in the county, and that was not so much because its people are poor. It's we have good property values and amazing people, but the tax revenue, we didn't have the Costco and the car dealers and the ritzy hotels that generate local revenue. And so, but our voters wanted to have better services. They wanted more police and fire protection. You mentioned we're safe. I'm glad in 2020, our voters passed a sales tax increase. We hired 5 new police officers after that. We were able to renovate our cars. So what we did is we set aside, and this is one of those things, promises made, promises kept. So the council promised when we passed Measure D20 that we would invest in public safety and build new facilities. And so what we're doing is we've taken $1.8 million of that, and that is an annual revenue stream that we borrowed. That's like a mortgage payment, basically. And so we borrowed $30 million. By the way, we've got a AA- credit rating, which is the highest credit rating a city our size could get. So, and that's how we're paying for it.
And so this will be, what are you going to do during the construction? Where's everybody going to be? How are you going to handle the 18 months? What are the logistics?
Yeah, so the police station is going to continue to operate out of there. So that as they're going to build the dispatch center first. Move dispatch into that because dispatch is the most critical from a construction standpoint of disruption. And then the officers will work around just like if you were remodeling your house. And so that'll be that. The fire department's more destructive, right? We're tearing down Station 1. So we were able to lease, and we now have legislation to allow us to buy the armory, which is kind of interesting. And so the armory is on the corner of Olmeda and Lewis next to our community center. And so we actually pursued state legislation. It actually unanimously passed the legislature, believe it or not. So they can do some things unanimously. And we will purchase the armory next year. So for the time being, if you look very carefully, you'll see a mobile home, a modular home that's been placed on the armory site. And there's a modular home at Station 2. And our firefighters will live in those while we tear down and rebuild. And then the engines for Station 1 will be under a metal, like a temporary garage at the armory. So it's just one block over. So it shouldn't impact calls for service.
So this will just be, though, for 18 months, mm-hmm. and so it is going to be a little hectic.
A little bit. But it was important when we looked for alternative sites, one that we were leasing or buying a site that would have future use, and then also that didn't impact, calls for service.
We're going to take our top of the hour break and be back with more with City Manager of Atascadero, Jim Lewis.
AM 1230 KPRL 99.3 FM KPRL.com Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's